2 Chronicles chapter 16. In the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha king of Israel came against Judah and built Ramah in order to let none go out or come in to Asa king of Judah. And Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of Jehovah and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad king of Syria, who dwelt at Damascus, saying, "There is a league between me and thee, and between my father and thy father. Behold, I send thee silver and gold. Go, break thy league with Baasha king of Israel, that he may depart from me." And Ben-Hadad hearkened to King Asa, and sent the captains of his forces against the cities of Israel. And they smote Ijon and Dan and Abel-Maim, and all the store magazines of the cities of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard of it, that he left off building Ramah, and let his work cease. And King Asa took all Judah. And they carried away the stones and the timber from Ramah, with which Baasha had been building, and he built with them Geba and Mizpah. And at that time Hanani the seer came to Asa king of Judah, and said unto him, "Because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and hast not relied on Jehovah thy God, therefore has the army of the king of Syria escaped out of thy hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Libyans a huge army, with very many chariots and horsemen? But when thou didst rely on Jehovah, he delivered them into thy hand. For the eyes of Jehovah run to and fro through the whole earth, to show himself strong in behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, for from henceforth thou shalt have wars." And Asa was wroth with the seer, and put him in the prison, for he was enraged with him because of this. And Asa oppressed some of the people at the same time. And behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was extremely great. Yet in his disease he did not seek Jehovah, but the physicians. And Asa slept with his fathers, and died in the 41st year of his reign. And they buried him in his own sepulcher, which he had excavated for himself in the city of David, and laid him in a bed filled with spices, a mixture of diverse kinds prepared by the perfumer's art, and they made a very great burning for him.